Welcome to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Your host, Carl Nordgren, will teach you how to take an expansive view on what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial. Carl is an entrepreneur, novelist, and a lifelong student. For 20 years, he has been learning how to help folks grow their creative capacities. Now, here's Carl.
Hello and welcome. This is Exploring Your Creative Genius. I'm Carl Nordgren. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, and you know, folks, that this is just the best radio station in the state of North Carolina, and it has been for 5 years in a row. This is the show that is not going to define creativity for you. Creativity is too important for somebody to define it for you. I'm going to give you lots of prompts, lots of insights, lots of behaviors into what it means to be creative and entrepreneurial so you can craft your own understanding of what it means. That's the understanding that's going to help you the most. One of the ways I'm able to bring additional perspectives on the topic is by bringing in some awesome guests, and we have one with us again today, Beth Yerxa. Beth is a former lawyer, but since 2010, for 15 years, she's been building this wonderful, wonderful organization, Triangle Artworks, building a platform to support artists here in the Triangle, not so much helping them as artists, but helping them as entrepreneurs, helping them find the way to commercialize their product. And I know enough artists to know a lot of them need what you're offering, Beth, through your organization. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And your idea to get this organization started, where did that come from?
Well, as you said, I was practicing law at the time, and I kept seeing all this data out there about the impact of the arts sector on our economy here in North Carolina.
Okay.
And there was just all this data that came out about how big a sector it was, but I knew a lot of artists, and it was really hard to be an artist. And at the time, I was a lawyer, and I had Wake County Bar, a state bar, and a national bar, all doing things like keeping me up with the latest resources, mental health services, networking events where I could meet other people and share information and share best practices. They were out there saying lawyers are awesome and promoting our industry. And when you talk to people working in the arts, there was no one doing that for the artists. Right. And so here we had a sector that was really vital, not only to our economic bottom line, but making us understand our history and each other, to making a beautiful, fun, innovative place to live, all yes. those things. But no one was looking at the business side of the work they're doing. No Correct. One was saying – looking at y'all as a sector and saying, what do y'all need to really thrive right. as businesses? Whether you're running a gallery, whether you're running a theater group, whether you're running doing part-time gigs at your local bar as a musician, all those people, you know, and right now, you know, side gigs are very important for a lot of people to make money to supplement their income. So I started looking at how could we build an organization to get that type of – a bit trade association, like get that type of support to them.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing a whole lot more about that. But first, let's talk about you a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
I asked my guests two questions, mm-hmm. asked them to talk about two different topics. First is just to share a couple of stories about yourself as a creative child.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia on a college campus. My father taught at University of Richmond, so that's an interesting – and I lived in faculty housing, interesting place to grow up.
Oh my, yes.
What I remember about my childhood is, one, you know, I'm around all these professors' kids. So, you know, I always had all these professors, nearby to ask questions to. But also, we had a lot of free time, a lot of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that really helps, you know, people build their creative life and yes. their thinking life is to have nothing to do.
Yes.
And so we would build entire, you know, towns in the backyard, you know.
Wonderful.
I think kids miss that these days.
Oh, I think kids miss that these days a lot. I'm so fortunate my wife and I to have raised our three daughters before the digital took over. Mm-hmm. And what my wife used to say to any one of those three daughters when they came up and said, I'm bored, Marie, my wife, would say, that's wonderful. Think of all the things you can do now that you're bored. And
exactly.
And kids don't get bored these days.
They don't get bored these days.
They just pick up.
They pick up their phones.
So I've also asked all the guests, the regular listeners know that I'm talking about six creative types. This came initially from IBM. They thought that if you understand yourself as a creative type, that will help you grow. There's six of them. I've never met anybody who claims to be only one of them. And to remind the listeners really quick, the six types are warrior, explorer, artist, cultivator, and what's the other one?
Saint.
Saint. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I'm very interested in hearing where you fit in those six creative types.
I think I'm a combination between, and I don't like the designation saint necessarily, but sort of explorer and saint. Because explorer is sort of about wanting the unknown. It's like that sort of, as I was describing before, I ended up doing this because why is no one solving this problem? Isn't there a way we can solve this problem? It was just I'm a problem solver and it was sort of an unknown. It's like, well, we can try this.
Right.
We'll see how it goes. And the same thing is like, you want to help others, you want to solve problems. And I just couldn't let it go.
Right. Right.
So here we are 15 years later.
And so the saint label has a little challenge for us. I've met a couple of people who don't quite want to declare that they're a saint.
And in the arts, there are a lot of saints. There are so many people doing so much work for so little money or no money that there's a lot of saints in the art sector.
Yeah. Well, of course, in what being a saint, claiming the saint as your type means that you're somebody who's motivated by trying to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Artists do that every day.
And
if we can help them pay their bills doing it, that's all good.
Wonderful. Well, we have 1 minute left in this segment, so let me start to talk to you about how – is it fair to look at artists not only as creative artists, but through your lens also as like solo entrepreneurs? Is that a way to attend to them?
Well, I mean, they are. I mean, they're all artists, whether, like I said, they're full-time, part-time – whether they're – whatever their discipline is, they are absolutely – unless they're hobbyists, they are absolutely – they need to make money. So they need to figure out the business side of their work.
Right.
So.
And as you earlier mentioned, that side hustle is part of that. But clearly the artist wants to be able to commercialize their work not only for the income but because they want it out in the world.
They want it out in the world, or they want to tell a story. They want to express themselves or someone else's story. So,
good.
Yes.
Good. Well, folks, Beth has got so much more to share with us about this organization, Triangle Artworks. I hope I've mentioned that already. And so when you come on back from the break, Beth is going to tell us more about the journey she's been on and about the wonderful services that you're offering to the art community and some really cool growth that's taking place for the organization. So come on back.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back, folks. This is Carl Nordgren. You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Beth Yerxa, and Beth is the founder, the executive director of Triangle Artworks, and she's been telling us a little bit about her background, a little bit about the founding of it, but now we're going to hear about the extraordinary services, the very valuable services that you're offering the art community here in the Triangle.
So, so as I said, we are a nonprofit that serves the arts as a business sector. And what that means is that we look at everyone that works in the sector, whatever multidiscipline, whether they're for-profit or nonprofit. So like we serve all of the nonprofits here in Chapel Hill, plus the people that work in them. We try to, and artists of all disciplines, business owners. We think of every individual artist as a business, but also what you think of as traditional business, that is like a gallery owner or a studio owner. And we look at all of them as a sector and think, what do they need to thrive as businesses? And one of the first things we launched was one of our programs called Artswell, which is we do professional development training. So how to build a budget, how to price your work, how to read a contract, how to...
Let me stop just a minute. Price your work?
Yeah.
Boy, every artist I've ever met.
We have an amazing Tiffany Coley and Cynthia Dice who run our Arts World program. They teach that course. They are amazing artists out there. Take the course if you haven't. It's one of our most popular courses and impactful.
Every artist I know just really locks up when they think they have to put a price tag on it.
And so Arts World is sort of our biggest program. We're really known for it. So we do everything from free lunch and learns, which are then go on our YouTube page so people can watch those anytime. For instance, we just did a program with a lot of local gallery retail shop owners about how to approach your retail arts craft retailers. And so that was, like I say, a free class. Then we do some paid classes. We have a bunch coming up in the fall. You can see them on our site. But everything, again, we're doing pricing for profit. We're doing, I can't remember all I should know, but we have a bunch of classes coming up in the fall. But we also have, and it's something we've developed over the years, is long-form classes. And these we sometimes offer generally. Mostly we do them in contract with cities. But things like arts entrepreneurship, like an eight-week class. We do a how to make a career in public art, which is a hugely successful class.
In public art?
Public art.
Okay.
We also do an accelerator called Excel Arts for small nonprofits. And generally we do that in working with a city or an arts council where we, you know, it's a 12-week course. And we work really hard to find trainers that know the work of artists and respect the work of artists. So we are really proud of that work. And then we also we do networking events. We have a huge – because right now, since COVID particularly, I mean, so the majority of our Arts World courses workshops are online. But people – and people like that because it's really accessible to take those classes that way. But they also, since COVID, really want to connect with each other. They really want to, you know – find their people and be understood and share best practices. And so we have happy hour, really casual happy hours all over Triangle. We have one in Cary next month. I think it's the 9th of August in Cary. And we move them around the Triangle. And we have – our biggest event is called Smash. It's in January, and it's a sector-wide event where we have – a whole room where they can go talk to lawyers and accountants. We have a way that they can share their haves and their needs. We have ways they can connect by discipline and cross discipline. And we have beer and food. So it's about 300 people show up. It's an amazing.
Quite a turnout.
Funders, arts council people, individual artists. It's an incredible event.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, networking is. I mean, your social capital network, right? Your network of all your friends and your family. That's the most valuable asset anyone can have, especially an artist, especially an artist. Well, you've got some growth plans.
Yeah. We for an organization, as you say, we're 15 years old, but we really only became like – funded and hired paid staff in 2020.
Okay.
So it took a long time for us to explain to funders and the artist community themselves that they were a business sector.
Right.
And so it took us a while to gain some money. Around 2020, we did get some national funding that allowed us to launch Artswell and to hire paid staff. And then it was COVID. And so we had just had our 2020 smash. It was COVID. And then everyone was looking for someone to help them find what they needed and find resources. And we were sitting there with the platform ready to go. And so we started rolling out classes on how to stream online, legalities of streaming online. We had mental health things. We had online meditation. We did everything we could for the sector. And suddenly we started just – the word got out. We started growing really fast. And so now people understand the value of the platform we've built for the sector. And we are adding programs very fast and growing very fast and growing. Actually, we're starting to do programs across the state in the Southeast. So
across the state and throughout the Southeast.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some of our contract – we're doing contract programs. So some of our programs that the Arts World staff has developed other cities like, you know, Greensboro, Catawba, Southwest Virginia are saying, could you bring, if we paid you, could you bring this here? And so for us, we've developed these really, really great trainers, many of them who are local working artists. And so they increase their, side gig. We increase our name. They get more work. More artists are impacted. And when we do contract programs, like we do them a lot with the City of Durham, with the City of Raleigh, where the City of Raleigh pays us to bring like arts entrepreneurship, or the City of Durham pays us, and then we get to offer it to artists for free. So that's great.
Do you do that under your name or under the sponsoring organization?
So Triangle Artworks provides. So for instance, when we work in the City of Durham, we work with the Office of Workforce Economic and Workforce Development.
Right.
So they hire us to, because a lot of cities have recognized that, which is one of our goals, is to have the sector recognized as an economic sector.
Yes.
And so the City of Durham, OEWD, says we want to train our artists so they can be competitive, just like all of our other workers in this town. And so they have for 3 years brought our long form programs. And that way we get paid. So we, because as a nonprofit, that helps us.
Yes.
And then the Durham artists get to take the classes for free. And
great.
So it really helps Durham build the art sector.
That's outstanding.
Well, we'd love to work more in Chapel Hill.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Chapel Hill? You hear that, Chapel Hill? I hope you heard that loud and clear, because it's an outstanding, outstanding work.
It is an incredible program.
So. Yeah. So we've got one more segment coming up, folks. We're going to hear some more from Beth about the growth and the services that she offers. And so come on back from the break.
You're listening to Exploring Your Creative Genius with Carl Nordgren. Welcome back to Exploring Your Creative Genius. Here's your host, Carl Nordgren.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back, folks. This is Carl Nordgren on 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Beth Yerxa, and Beth is the executive director of Triangle Artworks, an organization that helps artists become better business people so that they can commercialize these great things that they're doing, get that vision of theirs out into the world. And so let's talk a little bit more then about the organization in this last segment that we've got. How big is it?
Well, we're tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, the staff itself, we're still very tiny.
Okay.
And we still only have myself as a full-time staff and three very part-time people, Tiffany and Cynthia, as I mentioned, and Mayanthi Jawarthana, who is our marketing person. So we're tiny, and we are like the little staff that could.
Okay.
We're pushing out huge amounts of programs and events and resources with our tiny little staff. We have lots of great partners, so that's good.
So you heard that, didn't you? Funders, and you heard that sponsors. The money that you hand over to Beth gets used carrying on the mission.
Absolutely. We were having a discussion at our board annual meeting last week about the Artswell staff was talking about how small they were compared to another larger organization out in another state. So they had five people that did less than what our two part-time people did. We are doing an incredible amount of programming and impact for the small staff we have. So, yeah, and we are a bit of a unicorn, as you can imagine.
Right.
We're
yep.
half arts, half workforce development.
Right.
So we kind of don't fall in a lot of funders, usual radar or for some grant categories.
Right.
We need all the support we can get. So
yay.
We'd love help. But also, one thing that people often overlook, people look at the events, people look at the training. And one of the things that's most important to me, the reason I started this organization is as I said at the beginning, to bring power and presence to the sector. It just seemed like the arts were the starving artist myth. Then the arts were having a huge impact in economic and so many other ways, but everyone tend to think of them either as the bigs, like the art museum, the symphony, or as a charity. They never really thought of them as a really thriving, vital sector to our region. And so that's one of the reasons around for creating Triangle Artworks was to create a bit of a center point for them, for one, to make it easier for them to find the resources they needed, but also to make them really visible as a sector and make it clear that they were deserving of this type of support that, like, trade associations are doing for all the other sectors. And no one, although we have the Arts Council, which is doing funding and
yes.
and a lot of promotion and things like that, no one was really looking at them specifically as businesses. So we wanted to take that more of that approach. So our website itself is if you have time to take a look at it, www.triangleartworks.org. We work, for instance, with UNC Law School to create a whole pages of and downloadable PDFs on how to read different types of contracts,
great.
How to negotiate contracts. We have whole pages on how to start a nonprofit and how to start a business. We have all sorts of directories of local arts organizations. It's a great starting point, in other words, for anyone who wants to delve into the sector. And we hear that from people moving here. They're like, and we also hear sort of people move here and say, there's not this type of support where I came from. This doesn't exist for me. We hope that keeps people, it helps to, make the sector thrive and make the sector sustainable. We hope it keeps our local artists and people who want to work in the arts or start arts-based businesses to stay here. We want people to move here
yes.
and make this a greater place. But so, don't want to overlook all the resources we have at the site and the fact we've created a center point and a newsletter and a social media. All that stuff is really important to people.
Website would be the portal for folks to find out about all that stuff, the upcoming events, how to get on your newsletter.
Yep. Okay. All of that stuff.
All the services.
We have a lot of artists who say, your newsletter's late this month. I'm waiting for your newsletter. Because it just is sort of
so
what –
so they're counting on it.
Well, it's good. It keeps them. It's like, what's the legislature doing now that's going to affect me? What new grant is out there? What new gallery has opened? As someone told me one time that – all I have to do now is paint and watch your feed. And that's our goal. That's our goal. So, and one thing I had mentioned too is another thing that we, another big area of work we do, and it's again since COVID, is we do a lot of support work for arts administrators, people working in our incredibly hardworking arts organizations here in the Triangle.
Okay,
COVID was hard on artists, particularly hard on the art sector. So many gig workers totally out of work, not a lot of financial support for them like in other sectors because a lot of them are gig workers. And so it was a lot getting some arts organizations through COVID. And so a lot of people running these organizations who are making very little money, most of them, struggle. They just struggle.
Their passion is what's motivating them, right?
Yeah. So thanks to the Triangle Community Foundation, we do a support group for executive directors of Triangle organizations. We do a lot of sort of meetups other levels of support for people working in arts organizations. Thanks to the State Arts Council, we are now running a statewide cohort. We launched a pilot for this year of executive directors statewide.
Oh, nice.
We're also sort of where people who work in arts organizations come to connect with others and to get resources.
Well, thanks so much for sharing this. The listeners know that Wednesday following this broadcast, the show will be posted. We'll put a little article there. And Beth will share with me websites and contact information and events upcoming so that will be addended to the article. Thank you so much for joining us.
And glad to be here.
I'm glad you were. And folks, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
This has been Exploring Your Creative Genius on 97.9 The Hill. You can listen to other episodes on chapelboro.com.